USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Adam Schiff says he's concerned about the lack of security these documents had.
If the Trump people represented that they provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem.
It's pretty ugly in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Facing prison time and dire personal consequences for storming the U.S. Capitol, some January 6 defendants are trying to profit from their participation in the deadly riot, using it as a platform to drum up cash, promote business endeavors, and boost social media profiles. A Nevada man, jailed on riot charges, asked his mom to contact publishers for a book he was writing about the Capitol incident. A rioter from Washington State helped his father hawk clothes and other merchandise bearing slogans such as "Our House" and images of the Capitol building. And a Virginia man released a rap album with riot-themed songs and a cover photograph of him sitting on a police vehicle outside the Capitol, January 6, 2021. Man's in custody after firing his gun at Canberra Airport in the Australian capital city. Police Detective Dave Kraft says the suspect fired five rounds in the departures area.
The firearm has been secured. We do not believe that there were multiple weapons at this time.
There were no reported injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
It's the 21st century, and we're talking about polio?
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the United States, but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple once again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bon Secours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure that it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than two-thirds of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With the shortage of monkeypox vaccine in the United States, many U.S. residents are flocking to nearby Canada to get vaccinated. This man says when he first got there, he realized he wasn't the only one who thought of it. The line was quite long.
It was like four blocks long, so I just turned around and left.
Many Californians feared the big one, but it might not be what you think, a mega flood. A new study by Science Advances shows climate change has already doubled the chances of a disastrous flood happening in California in the next four decades. And experts say it would be unlike anything anyone alive today has ever experienced. This is USA Radio News.